I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
6 a.m. tomorrow. Oh, am I supposed to say? I don't know if I'm supposed to say this.
What's that?
I don't know if I'm...
6 a.m. tomorrow what?
Something's going to happen. I don't know if I'm allowed to say.
Like earth shattering that we all should know or what?
Yeah, it's from our boss, but I don't know. I don't know.
6 a.m.?
Yeah, tomorrow.
With our boss. Our boss says something's going to happen at 6 a.m.
But I don't know. I don't have...
Well, can you at least share it with me?
Oh,
you're driving me nuts.
Why is that? But don't say it.
Well, why would you say something like that? Oh, 6 a.m. It all comes to an end. Oh,
because
my God.
Remember when you said, what was that? And I said, I got a message?
Let me see.
I just
let
got
see.
It. Okay.
All right, let me see. Yeah, I don't want to see that picture that dude sent, man. Move that picture over, okay? So I can. I just want to read the text.
Okay.
No. I'm all about business.
All right.
I'm
I was just
about,
seeing the side picture.
You left that picture.
I know.
Up there.
I did. Don't say it. Because I don't.
No,
know.
He wants us to mention that.
I don't know that. You
yes, he
know.
Does.
You don't know that. Don't say
I'm
it.
I'm going to make a
see,
corporate
this
call.
Is why you can't get.
I'm going to make a corporate call on
you
this.
You just wait until he gives me the approval.
We have to announce it.
No, we don't. God.
All right, I won't say anything.
Lies.
No, I'm not going to say anything. Okay, I think we owe it to Swiftie fans, but...
Oh, what are you doing?
What? What did I do?
Why'd you do
what
that?
What did I do?
That
I didn't
dumb.
Put the
you're
cat
so,
out of the
so
bag.
Dumb. You're so dumb.
I
don't
know.
All right, let's just move on. Oh, my God.
6 a.m., huh?
Yes, 6 a.m.
Wow.
6 a.m. 5...
Better be listening.
Let me tell you about this.
What's that?
5 billion with a B.
Okay.
$5 billion.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Okay, so.
Guess what corporation, what company, what whoever
okay.
is going to have to pay $5 billion.
Well, there's only a few that
yeah,
can
right.
do that. Let's see. I'm going to go with Bezos.
Or oh, Bezos.
Amazon? Amazon.
No, it's Facebook.
Facebook?
Facebook is going to be fined $5 billion.
For what?
For listening to us and being creepy.
Zuckerberg.
Yes.
He's going to have to pay.
$5 billion. That's what
holy
they're saying.
Holy cow.
Yeah, because they stole all our information. They sold it. We didn't know. It was, you know, I mean, it was all jacked up. It still kind of is.
That's a steep fine.
Yeah, it is. But you know what? Still with $5 billion, it's not even going to hurt them.
No.
So the only thing I hope happens is there's a huge sell-off on the stocks because everybody's freaking out that they have to pay that, and then it'll hurt them where it really matters.
I'm over Facebook, man.
I know you
I
are. You say that
for.
All the time.
I mean, you were over here looking at my Facebook screen a few minutes ago. It's like, when are you going to answer those
why
people
do you keep
that are
saying around? That I talk like where, that?
You know those people are requesting to be friends of yours. When are you going to clear that out?
By the way.
Like, don't be Facebook,
excuse
you know, lecturing me.
My voice is like a freaking spa. So if you can do how I said, it's like, excuse me, BJ, you might want to clean out those friends requests because you have like 1,000 requests.
OMG, that is not how you said it. It was much closer to this. Hey,
really?
I mean, you got to clear that out.
Oh my God. Why do you have to make me sound so obnoxious, you ass?
Aren't you over Facebook too?
Let
I
me
mean,
see.
Come on. It's
no.
boring.
Let's see here. I've been watching you live. That is boring.
Thank you.
Why would you just say you're over it, but then broadcast live right now?
Well, because I'm doing it for the show. If it weren't for the show, I wouldn't do any of this stuff
I'm just,
on Facebook.
I'm just,
I'd be over it and gone.
Saying, like, you are constituting...
No. I mean, we have a responsibility. Our contracts say that we have to participate, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
I mean, we do.
I know.
And if it weren't for that, folks, I'd be long gone from Facebook. It bores the hell out of me.
I like your shirt.
Thank you.
You really dressed up for your Facebook Live appearance.
Look, it's a radio show.
I know, but come on. If you're going to make it a TV show, could you maybe get a collared shirt?
All right. We'll start Monday.
Can you just
I'll start dressing for TV. I'm going to start doing the 7 o'clock hour every morning. Now, I would put Jamie on, but she doesn't want to be on. She every day that I come in here and I do Facebook Live, Jamie says, don't put me on camera. Don't put me on camera.
Well, stop talking like I say that. You're so annoying today. Jesus Christ. I'm going to throat punch you.
Don't use Jesus Christ.
I did right there.
No,
yep.
Don't do that.
Yep. I did right
now
there.
You offended me.
I don't care. I'm going to throat punch you. God. Oh, and I added God.
You did, didn't you? I didn't even pick up on that one.
Listen.
What?
What was I saying? Oh. Because people are so mean. Remember when they started calling me Barney because my purple shirt?
Yeah.
I have no desire to be eaten alive by these people. I have listen, I'll just talk right here. It's already bad enough the way they text me and say, you're blah, blah. But, and so then to put my image out there, my face up there, and then you guys just rip me to shreds, chew me up and spit me out and make me cry. I have no desire for that.
Let me just give you the layman's term for why Jamie's not on the video this
you
morning
guys,
or
me.
Yesterday morning. The bottom line is this. Jamie cares what she looks like on camera.
I do.
BJ doesn't. That's why I have my t-shirt on.
It's not so much I care what I look like. It's more like they're so mean that I don't want to go home feeling so insecure and sad about my own appearance. Like, that doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought I looked pretty when I went to the home opener.
Yeah.
Until everybody's like, dude! And then that picture you posted, you destroyed me.
And funny how pictures show off what you really look like, you know? They do. I mean, people, when I take a picture of myself, I look at my picture and I go, I look like that. Because you don't really know it in real life. You don't. Why are you looking at me like that? I didn't say anything wrong. I just said sometimes it's an eye-opener when you look at a picture of yourself. I didn't mean Barney. I mean, that's rude. I can't believe somebody actually did that to you. I wouldn't do that. I was just trying to make a point. That's part of the job here, to make a point, you know. I'm sorry. Anything
like just I just said they called me Barney, and did you hear what you said right after that? It's amazing that you can't believe you actually look like that in a picture, can you?
Jamie, you know I wouldn't do that to you. I mean, if I wanted to be like
I love you. You love me.
Sean, don't do that. I know you like to joke around and you think it's all fun and games, but we're having a serious conversation.
Big hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you
go to opening day with me?
It doesn't hurt.
One more time.
I love you. You love me. We're a happy family with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you.
Won't you go to opening day with me?
It doesn't hurt. It doesn't. I know it seems like it might, but it doesn't.
Tough crowd. We are. We're a tough crowd around here.
I'm fine.
Only I could get by with this, folks. She would kill you. You should have seen her the day that she got all upset over that picture.
Oh,
God,
man.
She would have killed me that day.
So
thank God I was 30 miles away.
So mad.
Yeah, I hid.
Oh, my God. I'm like, why would you put a picture up of a girl like that?
It took me all weekend. That was on a Friday. It took me all weekend to get in her good graces again. And now look at me.
Yeah, now, boy.
Now I'm doing this crap right here.
No, it don't. I'm done. BJ and Barney in the morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow.
Okay. All right, guys. Back it all.
Okay. Yeah.
Back it
I'm done. There you go. Tell us, guys.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.